Gemma is a fictional character, but what they went through is happening across Northwest today. This is their story. In Hindburn, among the most deprived constituencies in England, skilled social care workers cannot access the training that would connect them to people who desperately need their help. The resources exist, the people exist, but the funding mechanisms treat care as a cost, rather than the pathway that brings trained hands to those who need them.
I've always had a way with people who are struggling with memory loss. It started when I was 16 and left school to care for my grandmother, who had dementia. While other teenagers were figuring out what to do with their lives, I was learning to read the signals when someone couldn't find the right words, how to stay calm when confusion turned to frustration, how to make someone feel safe when their own mind felt like a foreign country. My grandmother used to say I had gentle hands and a patient heart. After she passed, I knew this was the work I wanted to do properly. I spent years working in various care roles across East Lancashire. I was good at it, everyone said so, but I always felt like I was operating at half my potential. I wanted the qualifications that would let me become a senior care practitioner, someone who could design care plans and train others, not just follow instructions. In 2022, I finally decided to make it happen. My first stop was Blackpool and the Fielder College. They had exactly what I needed, a Level 3 diploma in adult care. When I called to inquire, the admissions officer was apologetic but firm. "The course is oversubscribed," she said, "and funding has been cut by Lancashire County Council due to budget constraints from central government. We simply cannot take on more students this year." She made it sound inevitable, like rain or winter, something that just happened to people. I tried East Lancashire Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust next. Surely the NHS would have pathways for someone like me. The healthcare assistant program coordinator listened to my background and seemed interested until I mentioned social care. "We only have funding for clinical roles," she explained. "The government directives are very specific about what we can and cannot spend on. Social care pathways aren't covered under our current allocations." Again, that word funding. As if pounds sterling had developed opinions about who deserved training and who didn't. Getting frustrated but not defeated, I went directly to Hindburn Borough Council. If anyone would understand the local need for qualified care workers, it would be them. The adult services team manager invited me in for a proper conversation. She knew my work, knew the gaps we were trying to fill in local provision. "You're exactly what we need," she said, "but our commissioning budget has been capped by the Department of Health and Social Care. We cannot afford to run that program. The central government grants just don't stretch to new training places." There it was again. Cannot afford. As if the government that prints the money had run out of ink. My last hope was Accrington and Rossendale College, practically on my doorstep. The careers advisor was more honest than the others. "We mothballed our care training facility in 2021, she admitted. "There simply isn't the government funding to make it viable. The classrooms are still there, the equipment is still there, but we can't justify running courses that the state won't fund." That afternoon, walking past the locked college building, I stopped and looked through the windows. The simulation rooms were fully equipped, hospital beds with working monitors, wheelchair access training areas, medication management stations. Everything a person would need to learn proper care techniques. The dust on the surfaces told the story of political choices made in distant offices. It was then I realized that my neighbor Sarah could easily fill one of those empty training places. She had years of care experience before the local care home closed down last year. She was unemployed now, not through choice, but because the care sector had been systematically defunded. Sarah had the experience, I had the motivation, the college had the facility. The only missing ingredient was the political will to connect us to the work that needed doing. Standing there, looking at those empty rooms, something clicked. Every person who had told me there is no money was applying household logic to a government that issues its own currency. When my household budget is tight, I genuinely cannot afford new shoes because I do not have a money printing machine in my spare room. But when HM Treasury says it cannot afford to train care workers, that is a different kind of statement entirely. The government that creates pounds was telling me it could not find enough pounds to connect willing workers to desperate need. I used to accept the excuse that there was no money. I hear it differently now. The government that prints the notes and mints the coins told me it could not find enough of them to train the people who were standing right there, ready to work. The real question was never about money. It was about whether the people existed, whether the skills could be taught, whether the materials were available. They were. All of them. The excuse was not a fact. It was a choice wrapped in the language of impossibility. It is the same logic as a household that says we cannot afford it, except a household does not issue its own currency. The government does. The limit was never the money. The limit was the willingness to spend it into the places and the people who needed it. I am still here, still watching, still ready to learn. But now I understand this is not just my story. It is the story of every constituency where skilled people and urgent needs exist side by side while someone in Westminster insists the cupboard is bare. The cupboard was never the problem. The problem was the decision not to fill it.
What Gemma experienced has a name, logical fallacy. A false analogy compares two things that seem similar, but work in fundamentally different ways. Comparing a goldfish bowl to the ocean because both contain water would be absurd. The scale, the ecosystem, the rules are completely different. Yet every time someone told Gemma there is no money, they were making exactly this kind of false comparison, treating a government budget like a household budget because both involve spending. The analogy sounds reasonable until you examine how money actually works. Households must earn or borrow before they spend. The UK government issues pounds sterling. When HM Treasury spends, it creates money. When it taxes, it destroys money. The constraint on household spending is income. The constraint on government spending is the availability of real resources. People, skills, materials, time. In Gemma's case, the resources were abundant. Unemployed care workers, empty training facilities, people desperate for care, fully equipped classrooms gathering dust. The Department of Health and Social Care chose not to spend the pounds that would connect these resources. They cited fiscal responsibility while allowing human potential to waste away. The resources existed. The people existed. The decision not to connect them was political, not financial. Hindburn ranked 60 out of 543 English constituencies in the English Indices of Deprivation 2025, placing it in deprivation decile. 2. The constituency has 3,168 registered charities, according to the Charity Commission Register for England and Wales. Total grants received amount to £200.4 million, according to 360 Giving Grant Nave. All sources are published at blockedbritain.co.uk. Blocked Britain tells the stories of people whose lives are shaped by the gap between what Britain needs and what its institutions choose to provide. Every character is fictional. Every situation is drawn from official statistics. Produced by Blocked Britain.